KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy, and we're at 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy sky and a high around 51. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Police in Red Oak report 25-year-old Nathan Christopher Mulhausen of Red Oak was arrested Monday on a Montgomery County warrant. The warrant charged him with a sex offender registry violation, which is a Class D felony. Mulhausen was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports Stewart police arrested 39-year-old Douglas Kelton Reeves of Stewart late last Friday morning. Reeves was taken into custody following an incident in Stewart whereby he was honking his vehicle's horn outside of a man's residence and allegedly threatening to harm the man. Reeves refused an officer's orders to cease and desist, causing the disturbance. He was arrested for harassment in the first degree, disorderly conduct, and on Adair County warrants for two counts of burglary in the third degree, theft, and criminal mischief, both in the second degrees. Reeves' cash or surety bond was set at $7,000. He remains in the Adair County Jail. Police in Creston report a man living in the 300 block of North Park Street reported on Monday that sometime during the overnight hours Sunday into Monday morning, his shop at 225 South Chestnut Street was broken into. A steel concrete saw, two Husqvarna concrete saws, a DeWalt hammer drill, two Milwaukee cordless skill saws, and a Milwaukee drill and Milwaukee radio were taken from his building. The loss was estimated at $4,625. Officials in Atlantic have provided some general information with regard to referrals, food distribution, and donation suggestions with regard to the Atlantic Food Pantry. And they said that referral notes are required except for senior citizens, those 55 and up, and those on Social Security disability. Those notes can be obtained from West Central Community Action by calling 712-755-5135. Cass County General Assistance at the courthouse at 243-4424, a church or a medical provider. You ask to call them first for instructions on how to receive the referral. And the Cass County Atlantic Food Pantry is open 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mondays and Thursdays. The number is 243-5019. Hours on Thursdays are from 1 until 2 p.m. or until the line ends. Now, the Atlantic Food Pantry will be taking several precautions to prevent the possible spread of illness that might affect their clients, their families, or volunteers. The pantry's usual choice options and individual face-to-face interviews will be discontinued at this time. Food will be distributed in an express fashion with tax pre-prepared inside the pantry to limit wait time and reduce traffic inside the pantry building. Distribution to clients will occur outside the front door of the pantry, and only pantry volunteers will be allowed inside the pantry. Clients will be given hand sanitizing gel before handling food donation items and urged to keep separation between themselves in line. All volunteers will use disposable food handling gloves and practice good hygiene behavior, including good hand washing and or use of hand sanitizer. Also, frequently touched surfaces such as tabletops, doorknobs and rails, handles, desktops and phones and such will be cleaned and sanitized more frequently before and after the pantry is open and closed and other times as needed. And pantry volunteers who may exhibit symptoms or have been exposed to someone with fever, cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing will be asked to stay home until their health provider is contacted. Clients who present with such symptoms will be asked to return home and seek medical attention. Also, cash donations are also very well accepted at the Atlantic Food Pantry, and they're used for purchases of staples that are given out regularly. The pantry is currently giving out certain foods, so they ask that food donations please focus on items that are good for the pantry and not the freezer or the refrigerator, and those would include canned soup and ravioli, ramen noodles, hamburger helper, instant pasta and sauce or potato packages, boxes of cereal, corn muffin and bread mix, crackers, canned fruit, bar soap, and many more items that do not require refrigeration or freezing. You can see the full list in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials of the City of Atlantic on Monday said effective today, the main lobby for the post offices and police department at City Hall, which are shared, which will be closed until further notice. If you need to speak with a police officer, you're asked to call 243-3512. To speak with city office personnel, call 243-4180. And they ask also that you leave all payments, permits, and other paperwork in the drop box outside those offices. And the city appreciates your understanding in this time of the coronavirus. Members of the Atlantic School Board will hold an electronic meeting 6 p.m. Wednesday. No action is expected during the session, the work session, which includes discussion on the 2020-2021 certified budget. A public hearing on that budget was set during the board's last meeting, and that'll be held April the 8th at 6 p.m., followed by the regular board session. If you'd like to access the March 25th work session via YouTube tomorrow evening, use the link provided in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Betty Jean Holtz, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Private family services for Betty Jean Holtz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mark A. Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Mark Johnson will be held at a later date at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Betty J. Hansen, age 91, of Exira, died Friday in Omaha. Memorial services for Betty Hansen will be held at a later date at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Doug Robinson, age 72, of Shelby, died Sunday in Omaha. No services are currently planned for Doug Robinson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Anita McMartin, age 81, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Anita McMartin will be held at a later date. Regan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Larry D. Hansen, age 59, of Harlan, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Private graveside services for Larry Hansen will be held at a later date. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Frieda Nielsen, age 84, of Harlan, died March 19th in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Frieda Nielsen will be held at a later date at the Salem Methodist Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is assisting the family. Bob Hengelman, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Bob Hengelman will be held at a later date. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Thomas McDonald Williams, age 70, of Manning, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Thomas McDonald Williams will be held at a later date. Odie Funeral Home is assisting the family. And Roger Lynn Schlotzhauer, age 71, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a native of Messina, died March 18th in Lee's Summit. Private family services for Roger Schlotzhauer will be held. The Terrace Park Funeral Home in Kansas City, Missouri has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.